Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you live today.
We are, and we are right here, mid-August. We're awakening to universal energy. There is so much going on. We've entered the shadow period of that huge Mercury retrograde that's coming in the end of the month. The Metronian star is going stationary. All types of things with the meteor shower this past few days. We've got a lot to share.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a dynamic and amazing world we live in, and there's so much going on. It's an opportunity to really set our priorities into conscious choice.
You know, it really is. And hey, if your priority is to talk to us while we're on the air today, you better pick up that phone and call. We might even already be full, but give it a shot. 888-627-6008. Remember, 888-627-6008. And if you call and it's busy, that just means all the lines are full, but just wait until we start talking to people, and that would be your opportunity to try and get back in.
We would love to hear from you, so give it a ring. And you know, back to the concept of choice, you know, that's not really a concept, that's a quality or a condition of our whole existence. And as we think about our capacity to choose, it brings us to the question of, well, what are we creating?
In every way.
Are we generating peace, or are we generating conflict? Are we in a place of trust and abundance, or are we in a place of lack and fear? The list can go on and on.
And you know, it usually does.
It does indeed. And so as we are all awakening, meaning our consciousness is lifting, we're becoming ever more awake to what is truly there, what's truly happening, well, there is a universal energy that is flowing upon us and through us. Are you ready to participate consciously?
And you know, that conscious participation also has a lot to do with how we treat each other on a truly global scale. You know, this debate is out there for a while. You've got all these people that are pro-globalization or con-globalization. We're not talking about economics. We're talking about consciousness. We're talking about the ability to hold the space of ascension consciousness, the space of ascension presence for an entire beautiful, beautiful group we call humanity and the inhabitants of our beloved planet Gaia. You know, I don't think anybody would come to any problem with the fact that we're in the middle of major shift.
We are. Shift is happening, baby.
Everywhere, everywhere. And you know, to fully open to that really means that you have to go beyond a lot of paradigms. For example, let's just talk about this mid-August energy. Here we are in the middle of August. And come on, guys, I know you felt it. How crazy have the past 2 weeks been of August? August is intense. It's powerful. In every way, you have that roaring lion energy. And this is why we keep saying over and over again, and I know we sound like broken records, go to our website, shriandkira.com, click on the online teachings tab, go to the Archangelic Messages, and read Lost Books of the Essene, especially Message 5, A Lion Comes Out of the Woods, because that's very much what's happening in August, is that the lions are roaring. The question is this a lion that is hiding in the woods because they're terrified, or is this the lion that's coming out and saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to claim my power, I'm going to claim my universal citizenry well beyond even this one planet, and I am ready. I am ready to be a witness, to be a light, a torch, a crystalline being of divine presence.
Well, I love the image of the lion, because the lion is considered the king of the jungle, the powerful being.
Roar.
Roar.
and I always start hearing the Lion King thing.
Yeah, that's there too. And here's the thing, is that Kira brought up, is that energy, that power,
could be amplifying fear and running into the darkness, or that energy can be empowered with the authenticity of the lion as a empowered being, and the roar is one of celebration.
It really is.
It's an I am here. Who's ready to party?
Well, exactly. That says, hey, other lions, come party, and all other beings. You know, one of the things I am kind of giggling about The Lion King is that one of the things that I enjoyed, of course, I know it was a cartoon, mythical cartoon, was the beauty of all animals to coexist, to recognize and respect each other. And that really doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone. It's just the opportunity to respect each being, and I'm talking about sentient beings, each sentient being ability to have the experience that their journey, their soul's journey has brought them to this planet to have. That's one of the first ways that we awaken to universal energy, is when we transcend the limitation of race, religion, country, politics, whatever other illusionary boundaries we try to make separate us.
Well, and let's explore that a little more, because at a very basic level, how can we treat each other with kindness and respect if we're not able to take care of ourselves?
Key point.
Or the other creatures in our environment? You know, I think it was Gandhi that was quoted as having saying, is you can understand a society by how it treats its animals.
Exactly.
And you take a look at whether animals and are being cared for, or if they're just being hunted and neglected. I mean, certainly you see examples of that with street dogs and cats, and let alone slaughterhouses and the food chain. And
well,
lots of discussions there.
Right, the whaling industry. I mean, there's just so many things we could talk about.
However, those are all reflections of a state of consciousness, a level of consciousness. And as we ask the question, are you ready to integrate peacefully as a global society, is humanity ready to care for the earth and all of its inhabitants? Well, that's a question that doesn't have a yes or no answer, does it? It's a question that's individual. I think really the question is, are you, beloved one, ready to care for yourself and care for those in your world with balance and kindness?
You know, Sri, I love that you're starting here. And this is actually one of the things that I want to mention right now, because in order to fully go beyond the paradigm that wants to keep you limited, you know, that's very much the third dimensional paradigm, isn't it? That's also, I love how the archangelic realm always refers to this as kind of a one world mentality, the belief that Earth and its inhabitants are the end all of all civilization, or of all.
And that mankind is the pinnacle.
Right. And that living on Earth is the pinnacle. Now, check out that paradigm. Let's challenge that. What if Earth is just one of a myriad of places that you can have your soul incarnate? When you finally own that you are a beautiful divine being having a journey in form, when you can own that, when you can move forward with that, then what happens is that you free yourself. It's one of the first expansions, because you free yourself from kind of this one world belief system, and you open up and are able to see things from a much greater, more broad perspective. And that really opens up the door, not only to having mercy on yourself and the intricate, beautiful, diverse planet that we live on, you also start remembering divine cosmic connections, the greater expansiveness of this incredible cosmos.
You know, each and every one of us grows up with certain filters and certain blinders, and that's quite natural and normal. And as we grow, as we connect with others, as we travel, our world gets bigger, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're traveling via the internet or documentaries or whatever, or you're actually visiting other countries and places, what happens is we begin to expand our paradigm of inclusiveness.
Yeah.
And I hope we gain ever more respect for our heritage and where we came from, because we begin to understand ourselves more fully when we step back from the picture.
Right, exactly.
And so as Kira mentioned, well, talk about stepping back from the pictures. Talk about widening your paradigm. What if the Earth is but one of many, many possible places to inhabit? what would your life look like from a cosmic lens?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it?
And as we begin to take on that perspective, let's say take on the perspective of the angels that are looking at you and your life and having the context of this is one of 3 billion beings having an experience, what happens then? Do we get a little more humble? Do we get a little more awestruck? What kind of importance do the little things in our life take on when we start looking at it cosmically?
Mm-hmm. I love that question, Sri. I really do. And you know, guys, we want to jump in and share a couple of things that we're really excited about, because let's talk a little bit about this specific moment right now. As we mentioned at the top of the hour, for those of you that have been following our work, and again, hey, if you haven't been, go to the archives, listen to everything. As a matter of fact, go visit SriandKiraRadio.com. Again, that's just SriandKiraRadio.com. Check out our all new site. Everything is so much easier to find, so much easier to pay attention and read some of the great articles we posted on there. We recently put on 3 very powerful articles from the archangelic realm, and these are timely and they're important for what's going on our planet right now. And you'll find those on the homepage, and it just simply says fascinating articles from the archangelic realms through Sri and Kira. We've posted a really powerful article on how you can empower the revolution, another one called Freedom from Chaos, and another one simply called Manifest Now, Empower Your Divine Creation. And hey, after you read those articles, do us a favor and share them. You'll have all the ability to do that right there on the same page as the article. And again, that's SriandKiraRadio.com. Now, you know, Sri, the other thing that we've been wanting to share with people is that with the Metronian star peaking, remember, guys, August peak energy is this week, right? It's starting, like, we're in the shadow of it right now. It's August 15 to 18 is going to be big crescendo energy. So this is a week where you have the opportunity to really harness kind of a magnetism energy, because this is what's so serendipitous. We just entered the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde. That's going to come in the end of this month. Well, this peaking Metronian star energy, remember this peak spin is its first spin, is going to kind of come to this peak moment where it's going to have like a breath, right? Imagine that just as like it's been wound, and then it stops just for a second. And then guess what? It starts unwinding. It starts the counterspin. That starts right around the 18th of the month and is going to carry us through until this whole cycle completes itself. And that's bringing us all the way into the September-October area. And of course, it has to culminate with a full-blown and quite frankly, extraordinary retrograde that we'll be talking about more later in the month. So how do you handle this moment? You handle this moment by smiling and going broad. This is the time when being in the divine cosmic energy of your true self becomes invaluable, because you get the opportunity to actually participate with the eyes of the wisdom holder.
So let's play with this a little bit. All problems seem smaller when we expand our vision. All crises get easier to deal with when we take a moment and breathe, relax, and step back from the engagement. And so it is with our world. As we're able to detach from the drama and be in a more ascended perspective, it becomes far easier to navigate life.
Yeah, a lot easier.
Now, there is a lesson in that. Because the detached perspective is what we call the ascended point of view. It doesn't mean denial. What it means is I'm willing to be patient. I'm willing to look. I'm willing to learn. I trust that I'm okay. I trust that the universe is okay. It, with the detachment comes acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps the acceptance is what breeds the detachment.
Well, you never know. It could be either one.
So the point to take home here is that the more we engage, the more we become engaged, meaning it's a self-fulfilling cycle that of preoccupation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when you drive your car fast, it takes a whole lot more attention than when you are slowing down on a familiar path.
So true.
And so that analogy is certainly there as we deal with life's issues. Now, yeah. We're in a time of accelerating energy. We're in a time where not only are world events speeding up, but all forms of events seem to be going at an incredible pace. And as this Metronian star energy is continuing to stabilize and spin, it's a time to remember that you are an eternal being having this human experience. You're not under the wheels of the car. You're in the driver's seat of the car.
In every way.
And so, beloveds, please do your practices. Breathe, meditate, exercise. Do what it takes to help you feel centered in your own heart and in your own beingness. Because now more than ever, a centered place of harmonious engagement with the world is what is called for.
You know, and I want to jump in, Sri, because speaking of that and what it takes, you know, the reality is that, as we mentioned, the rest of August, what's going to happen is that for many people, and we talked about this in our August predictions video, which is posted at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. After this 15th to 18th period, for the rest of the month and into some of September, there's almost going to be an energy of resignation. There's going to be people that are going to be like, they're just going to start accepting as normal that which is absolutely not normal. And this is not about accepting kind of a new normal. That's what we're going to talk about for where our energy is at. What we're talking about is things that are absolutely not normal, not meant to be normal, are going to be accepted. And there's going to be a layer of frustration, a layer of resignation energy. You're also going to see the first initiation of a little bit of hopelessness. So pay attention if you start seeing this in yourself. If you see waves of hopelessness, if you see waves of resignation energy, oh my God, it's never going to get better, or this is all there is, or I can't believe this is happening energy, then you know in that moment you're in third dimensional experience and that you have lost your universal compass. That's the gift of those energies. Now, there are people that are going to need to play in here and dance in this. And the reality is, guys, the media, the mainstream media, certainly not BBS, but the mainstream media really wants to keep you stuck and is going to do everything in their power. And when we have this election energy going on in the United States, which is quite frankly a global energy, you're going to have a large amount of polarity. So what does that mean? It means it's time right now to come forward and say, hey, enough is enough. I'm ready to let go of all of that. I'm igniting my dreams through this. This toxicity can actually be an opportunity to thrive and transform. And we're very, very grateful because we've been given so much information around this.
You know, the outer world and the dance of the egos, the dance of the politics and the societies is indeed spewing out a toxic energy.
Uh-huh.
This energy is toxic to love. This energy is toxic to ascended consciousness. This energy is toxic to your health.
And it's totally contrary to universal abundance.
It's an energy that separates, not unifies.
Exactly.
And so the environment we're in, some people refer to this time as the Kali Yuga, the time when distortions will be seen as true. We can talk about
that
as well.
However, that's August, guys.
The thing to recognize is that you're living and breathing in the energies of this environment. And unless you have truly mastered your spiritual practices and your claimed your mastery as a spiritual being, you're going to be affected. We're going to be affected by the toxicity that's around us.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is, with a little bit of education, with a little bit of shift in how we look at things and how we handle ourselves, we can transform toxicity into a thriving energy. It becomes compost for the next empowerment.
And there's some ancient mystical practices that you can apply with modern ascension frequencies that are truly, I hesitate to use the word magical, but they are. They're magical. So hey, join us. Sri and I were guided very clearly to teach these processes. It's going to be three amazing, extremely affordable teleclasses. It's going to begin Saturday, September 24th, and you can decide discover this program at shriandkira.com. It's right on the homepage. You can also discover this program at shriandkiraradio.com, also right on the homepage. We are filling fast, guys. Get in there. Join us. The shock exchange on this thing is incredibly low. This is an opportunity to say, you know what? I am the thriver. You know, I am ready to harness all of this ancient mystical mysticism and put it into the ascended vibration of now. Now, speaking of now, I want to share that we're getting lots of comments about the new website, the Shri and Kira radio site. We got lots of people writing us. And I also want to give a shout out to Deborah Logan writing us while we're on the air right now. Deborah, thanks. Thank you for writing. Deborah's writing simply saying, hey, woohoo, I love the new radio website. Thank you for all you do. Much love. Deborah, much love back to you, and thanks for checking it out.
And we appreciate your comments. We also want to remind you that you can join us live right now on this show for a mini soul reading or to talk about current events by just ringing 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
And if you're shy, you can just send us an email. As you know, we're getting them live while you're here, guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Now, if you send in your email and we don't get it while we're on the air, we always do our best to respond to as many of the reading emails as we can. So, Shri, speaking of beautiful listeners and beautiful people, let's go to our phone lines.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 2 and say hello to Ellen from Wisconsin, I believe.
And it looks like she's a first-time caller. Namaste, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. I've noticed about 5 years ago, it was quite clear to me that the character to the Contact movie with Jodie Foster.
Uh-huh.
You're aware of that movie? Well, I am that character, that. Ellie.
Ellie.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm cut off.
I said, I love that movie. I've watched it 100 times.
Well, thank you. Spirit has been showing me clearly that I am that character. And I spent 6 months, the part of the movie where she takes the insight to the space billionaire, I spent 6 months in L.A. trying to hook up with that space billionaire. And for whatever reason, Spirit was saying it's not time. My question is, do I have the strength to return, as they're showing me to return to California soon, to do it again?
First and foremost, I just want to say that I love that you got through today and that you're our first caller we're speaking with, because wow, Ellen, everything around you, I just need to share, everything around you is universal. Pioneer. Literally, it's precious. I'm seeing you right now. I just have to share because these beloved beings around you want you to hear this. They're showing me you, and you're in what looks like a crystalline wagon, like from a wagon train, only it's like a really ascended one. And you're wearing these beautiful, like ascended type clothes, but you're also wearing a bonnet, like a pioneer's bonnet. And they're saying you're an ascension pioneer. And that pioneers are the ones that have to carve the trail. They're the ones that have to make the trail. They're the ones that, it gets hard. And there's times when they just want to stop and collapse. But they're pioneers, and they know what they're doing will eventually be rewarded. And that's how they want you to hear this response today. You, my angel, carry a powerful energy. I think what you needed was just a break to remember the depth of the bounty, because that's the words they're giving me, that you carry, and that your message is ready to be heard, and that the vibrational, there needed to be a few more shifts on the planet. Now, when were you planning on returning? Because remember, we've got a lot of powerful return energy starting August 30th. So did you have an idea in mind as to when you were going to head back?
Yes, they showed me to book the ticket because I was being bombarded with California. So I booked a ticket for August 26th, or 27th.
Perfect. And how long are you going to be in there?
God only knows.
Okay. Well, you know, God does only know, but God also knows that you are a universal pioneer. Here's the good news. You're going to go there on the 26th. The timing of that for you, anytime around then, and early September is good timing. It's the time of return. It's the time for you to reignite, and it's the time for everyone who you are trying to contact to remember at a genetic DNA level why they need to meet with you. So I just want to give you a deep bow of namaste. Yeah, it is. Amen. And thank you for being on the planet. We love you. Don't give up. You're a pioneer, my angel. I'm honored to have this moment with you today.
Thank you for taking my call. I needed that to hear that to grab up my big girl panties and move on.
Oh, yeah. You put on those big girl panties. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Each of us in our lives are presented with many opportunities to take a stand, to be in service, to really challenge our own paradigms, let alone the paradigms of others.
Very true. And don't you love, Sri, how Ellen was on today's show, universal contact, universal energy, mm-hmm. awakening beyond one world. And here she's talking about Ellie. And hey, those of you that may not have seen Contact in a while, awesome movie, truly great movie. Go watch it again.
Yeah, it's important that we discover the capacity to get out of our own way at times. And this isn't to say that we don't need times of rest or we don't need times of healing, because of course we do. Everybody has their own pace and their own respiration, let's say. And while one person may be go, 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 another person needs to be go, rest, go, 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 rest, rest. You know, it's everyone has to trust themselves and their guidance. Kira and I have the distinct pleasure of straddling dimensional frequencies. What we see and what we notice is certainly a gift for us, and we're willing to share what we see and feel and notice with others. Yet we are human beings living our lives, engaging the world, just like each and every one of you listening. And it's important that we all learn to multitask in that way. What mm-hmm. I mean is to be in the ascended consciousness and to also be in the world as we are called.
Mm-hmm.
The world is what it is, and there is indeed a tide that is flowing. So let's go surf it. Let's not drown in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to surf, we have to be a little bit above the crest of the wave, do we not?
Just enough. And you know what? The key to that, Sri, is you just have to be enough above not to drown and to be able to keep yourself going. And, you know, I just want to go back again. How many of you are Ellen or Ellie, for that matter? How many of you listening right now are pioneers? And sometimes you think, do I have the strength to keep going? Do I have the strength to hold on to this consciousness? And now, oh my goodness, Sri and Kira, you're asking me to go beyond a one world concept, and you're asking me to hold consciousness beyond this world. Well, you know what, guys? It actually gets easier once you do.
You know, I have something to share about other planets and Woo-hoo! Other worlds, and I want to share those right after we take a little commercial break. So we're going to take a message break. Stick around. There's some fun information coming.
Oh, yeah, and more callers ahead. And, hey, try to get into the queue. Great time to call in and see if you can make it onto today's show. And we are excited that you are here with us today.
We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste. Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
What a great day. And here we are in the middle of August. We've got the Metronian star peaking and going stationary for like that one breath moment before we start the continued spin. We've got all of the energy of that meteor shower that was just really like an incredible meteor shower the past few days of this month. We have so much happening. And here we are talking about universal citizenry, opening up beyond the paradigm of limitation and thriving.
Absolutely. There are so many opportunities before us that it's really exciting. Which one do you get to do first?
Well, and that's the key, is be excited. Yeah.
Absolutely. And also there is a need to be responsible. And there's two sides of this coin. As we make choices, as we move through the world, we need to also be aware of the impact our choices have had upon us and others. You know, one of the analogies that comes to my mind is I spent a lot of time in my college years taking breaks hiking in the woods. And the first thing that I was taught is, you know, pack it in, pack it out. Honor nature. Don't leave a mark that would inhibit the natural flow. And there is an ethic there that is universal. It extends beyond visiting the forest.
Very much so.
It certainly extends in many other ways. And the piece that I really want to share right now is that we are not perfect in our behaviors. We oftentimes generate things that we feel weren't quite right, or they're hurtful, or unattended things happen. I'm not suggesting that we be in this hyper-vigilant, don't make a mistake kind of consciousness. What I'm suggesting is pay attention to your intentions, pay attention to the outcomes, and do your best to bring love to both.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when we pay attention to the intention, it is that's the unique formula. It's attention plus intention that creates the shift, that creates the manifestation.
And when you're grounded in your love, your intentions generate harmonious vibes into the world. And when I say vibes, I'm talking about a frequency of harmony. Love is a coherent energy. So if our intention is to serve, to help, to create, to preserve, to be nourishing, whatever levels and nuances of the vocabulary you have, when your intentions are seated in that place of love, you're sending out congruent, harmonious energy.
Well, and that's how you pop through the density. That's how you pop right through the astral interferences realms and go and connect straight up into that fifth dimensional energy. That's quite frankly one of the easiest ways to be able to open up that greater wide angle vision of universal perspective, of seeing beyond a one world limitation.
And as we are practicing the capacity to move into that oneness perspective, that sense of I'm part of a greater tapestry, it creates in us the capacity to do more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once we're able to see I'm both the patch and the quilt, I'm both the drop of water and the ocean.
Every time.
So whatever metaphor kind of works for you, when you're able to hold that in your consciousness and love it and be delighted by it, then your capacity to create and to serve are magnified.
Very much so. And we're talking about an exponential magnification.
Now, one more thing, and that we've got so much more to share.
Oh, my goodness.
But before we took our little break, I mentioned other planets, other worlds. And I don't want to tease you. I just want to invite you to play with a couple of things.
All right, guys. So this is where you take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm open. I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to go beyond.
One of the reasons why we really enjoyed the movie Contact was it dealt with extraterrestrials through a dimensional and timeless context. And I won't say any more. If you haven't seen the movie, you should go do that. But it became one of those things of, can you prove it?
Yeah.
Well, what can you prove to someone who has their head in the sand? You can prove that they're sand.
That they're sand.
You know, how do you talk to a fish about air? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a difficult concept because they'll drown if you bring them into the air. Yeah. And so to be able to talk about a dimensional worlds, let alone physical worlds, is something that's really challenging to wrap around unless you've cultivated that consciousness that can be in the world and not of the world. Well, what I'm leading up to is that I am continually amused by the efforts and the conversations that show up in today's discussions around sending probes to Mars, around cataloging what's been on Mars. Oh my goodness, there's life on Mars.
Well, and now there's even go to Mars.
Go to Mars.
Let's talk about it, guys. This is no longer the stuff of science fiction. This is now, it's reality. Are you willing to go to Mars? And here's what I really am loving about this, especially in the context of where Sri's going. How many people, and it was like a record number of people, are applying absolutely knowing they will not ever come back?
A one-way ticket.
Yeah, to Mars.
And there's got to be something in their soul's recognition that says, this is part of my journey.
This is home.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that.
And so with that as a little segue, what I want to share with you is that, golly, it's been 11 years or so ago, Kira and I released a book called 2012 Atlantean Revelations. And the reason we put 2012 in the title is that the information in this book was very, very supportive of going into the phase shift, going into the accelerated energy on our planet with love, with confidence, without fear. And what we know at this point, and that book was written in 2005, I believe, what we know at this point is that what began in 2012 is a continuation that's upon us right now.
And, you know, I actually, Sri, I think that book was 2007. But what's important to know is that, again, and I've said this with some of our other books, if we made any mistakes, it was putting 2012 in the title, because this book, this single book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, is bar none the seminal, it unlocks so many secrets for what's happening on so many levels right now.
Yeah, there are lessons of light in there. There's tips and techniques for being a mystic in an everyday world. And there is a disclosure about Kira and I and our lifetimes on the red planet, or what's referred to as the red planet.
As a matter of fact, if you grab the book, you'll see right on the cover, we have a big picture of Mars. And without giving it all away, you know, the first part of this book reads like a novel, and yet we're here to tell you it is not a novel. And we really encourage you, get your hands on 2012 Atlantean Revelations and read this book, because we are at a time where we are being invited to remember ourselves in the truth of our expanded soul's journey.
And the planet Mars is indeed part of your DNA. Your cosmic memories will include information, perhaps lifetimes on that planet in another way, another time. And this is why I chuckle as I look at what the United States especially is doing, saying, oh, it looked like there were oceans there. Yes, there were vast seas there. And all of these revelations that seem so out of sight in sci-fi right now gain a whole new perspective when one's past life or cosmic life memories are available as a context.
Well, and I think, you know, just cutting to the chase, there is a genetic memory in most beings on this planet of a time where we kind of blew it, where a civilization destroyed themselves. And there is an inherent DNA, a genetic code that is almost like your own safety valve that says, wait a minute, if I start seeing all of these things start coming together again, this time I'm going to do something about it.
Yes.
Well, angels, we're here to share with you, no matter how crazy it may sound, that we did this to ourselves on Mars. And of course there was a civilization, and there are reasons why they're having a hard time finding everything, because we did a really good job annihilating ourselves.
We devastated the planet, you know, in Earth terms, you could say we had our nuclear event.
Yep.
We devastated the planet, and I'm sure down the road here, the next few rovers are going to discover some of the structures under the sand.
Or at least that they'll release.
The pieces of that, if they're willing to release it, because
well, yeah.
they seem to be editing need the photos.
Well, and you know, let's face it, Sri, years ago, we were blessed to meet with people that had actually worked with those photos and showed us a few things. I mean, we can tell you with absolute confidence that the evidence is already there.
And so without moving too far into that story, because that's a fun story. Mm-hmm. However, we're living here. Mm-hmm. This is our lives. Mm-hmm. And having the information that humanity or your eternal soul has lived and traveled in many, many places, it's a useful thing to know that we do not have to repeat the past.
Exactly.
Nor do we have to be afraid of the past.
I love that.
And so each of us will have our own discoveries. The revelations of who you are and how far your soul goes back, that will come as you're ready for it, as you ask for it. However, the key is to remember that regardless of your choices, as long as you have practiced the capacity to return to your heart, to return to the breath of your ascended presence, you'll get through anything.
You really will. And, you know, speaking about getting through, I always enjoy speaking to our first-time callers, and we have a first-time caller holding, so let's say hello.
We're going to go to line two and say hi to Justina.
From New Jersey. Namaste, Justina.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Thank
sweetheart.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
You? I'm so
we are
happy.
Delighted. We're delighted to talk to you, Angel.
Thank you. I would like to mini soul reading, if that's possible.
Of course it is. And thank you for asking. And, you know, one of the things I just have to share that I was enjoying listening to the energy in your sharing, just, you know, just in your voice and your hello, because your energy has, the word they're using is gossamer. It has like a gossamer energy. And gossamer is something that is very fine, very crystalline, very open. And the reason I'm mentioning this to you is because it's important to know that when you have this gossamer energy, when you have this recognition of the lightness that you are, that is what you need to focus on. And so in your case, Justina, if anything feels heavy, if anything feels disturbing, if anything feels like it's not in place, they're saying, and I'm going to do this with you, and I'm going to have Sri kind of share it if I'm doing it wrong, if I'm not explaining it right, but they're showing me you sitting down, putting your hands on your knees, and then just kind of like rounding the back, bending your head down, all the way down as far as you can.
Now, Kira looks like she's sitting in a curve. Her head is lower than it's shoulder length or lower.
And yes. As you do that, you're calling out and saying, clear me, lift me, help me. And then as you do that, I'm watching these like gossamer wings come out of the back of your, from the center of your back. And as you lift back up, you see things differently. And they're saying that everything within you right now will get better as you clear energy and apply the gossamer light that you are to everything. And that's what they want you to hear today, my angel. Many blessings.
Wow, great. I think that's for a reason. Thank you so much. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, my
I'm
angel.
Very happy.
Oh, we are happy to meet you. Many blessings, my love.
And you know, Bye-bye. So often...
Bye, Angel.
So often, what is truth is interwoven in many different practices, many different faiths, and sometimes distorted in the interweaving.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reminded as I was looking at Kira bending over in a gentle yet humble kind of way, I was reminded of the practices of bowing before the master. I was reminded of the practices of yoga, mm-hmm. Almost a downward dog kind of practice. And then I was witnessing energetically how between her shoulder blades on her back, there was an opening. So in the release of the ego, in the movement of the posture, bowing forward, the back of her body opened, allowing an energetic expression, call it the wings of the angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then to stand up again, to balance the posture, take in a breath and feel the empowerment of your own wings. What a beautiful thing indeed.
Well, you know, it is beautiful. Just as it's beautiful to always connect with our incredible, bar none, best listeners on the planet. And so why don't we go? We have another first-time caller holding.
We're heading to line one, and we'll say hi to Brenda from Missouri.
Namaste, Brenda.
Namaste. this is the very first time I've called or actually even attempted to call, and it's exactly 2:22 my time here, and I just said, let's do it, and it just, and I got right through to you, and I'm just ecstatic. I ran across you on YouTube like 3 months or so ago, and I've watched a lot of your videos, and I just love you guys, and I'm in a real changing point in my life. My beloved Daniel, who's like 20 years younger than me, just took off to go to culinary school in Boulder, Colorado, just with no transportation or anything, and he's up there just being brave, and I'm down here, and I'm attempting to get back to my true self. I was there in 2012, and then I just kind of started spiraling down, but now I'm ready to do whatever I can to open up, and I've already signed up for your class this later this month, and I just like reading and just see what you feel.
Oh, well, Brenda, first and foremost, just feel my arms around you, just loving you and supporting you and thanking you. I love that you got through today and that it was easy, and I love that it was at 2:22. You just gotta love that. And the reason I'm sharing, it's totally awesome. And so the reason I'm sharing all this with you is the reading is really for you around, it's funny, they just keep saying that what you had in 2012 was a new level, and that it brought you to, it's like you're climbing. They're showing me you, and it's like you're out on this big like plateau, and you're climbing up this this ladder, and you're like, oh man, am I gonna make it? And they're like, yeah, you are. And then all of a sudden you're at the last rung, and you jump up and go, oh my God, I made it. However, you've been there now long enough, and they're saying that the next stairway has appeared. You are already on it. Be diligent, steadfast, and focused, and everything is going to like start speeding up and unfolding in incredible ways. And they're saying that's why you got through. That's why you were given a sign. And it's just part of the reassurance into your own intuitive nature that you're on track, and you're also in a major escalation phase. 4 months from now, things are going to be so different. Your mind's going to be blown. And so keep going, my love. Follow your intuition. You are right on track.
Oh, thank you so much. This is just almost right, because it's awesome. Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to hear. And I'm going to be out there, and I hope to communicate with you in the future. And I just love what y'all are doing. I love the way you dress. I want to be able to dress like that and live in the way you guys do. I mean, I just think y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. And namaste. Oh,
you go for it.
Well, thank you for letting us be your awesome mirror, Brenda. And many blessings to you. I'm so glad you got through.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
You know, I just love her enthusiasm and the recognition that now's her time.
Well, and her clarity.
Yeah, every one of us, life has so many cycles, ebbs and flows, and there's times when we seem to be static or we're in a holding pattern, and the only thing I'll say to you is, maybe. Maybe that's what you're doing, or maybe you are gathering your healing energy so that you can awaken healed.
Exactly.
While you know, slumbering is a good way to heal.
It is exactly. You know, remember, we do fall asleep so that we may heal. And when we are actually healed, we awaken. So the fact that you're listening to this show means at the level of your divine ascended presence, you have already healed. That's because you're awake. Now that you're awake, what are you going to do with it?
Well, yeah, and you have all these habitual thoughts and patterns, and sometimes our heart and our soul, our energy is awakening, and our mind is going, me? Dare I? Who am I to do this?
Oh, that's a big one.
You know,
that's a big one.
All of those habitual orientations for which we received reinforcement in our past. You know, speaking of habitual orientations and all of that, the world we live in is truly, to me, it's both amusing and crazy and a cacophony of opportunity.
In every way.
As I, from time to time, tune in to what's going on in the United States and the political process there, all I can say is, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The insanity, the theater, the incredible amount of money being spent to manipulate public opinion is just awesome.
And remember that, guys, this is going to start seeming normal, especially the rest of this month.
And as people buy into the crowd mentality, as people buy into the us versus versus them mentality, or as people simply drop out and say, I can't handle this, what's happening is there is an inertia underway. And when I say inertia, what I mean is there is a desperate effort to cling to a status quo. And that even though it looks like things are bubbling, what is really bubbling? The consciousness of domination and old structures and wars and greed and power and dominion, all of that, those energies are seeking to maintain. Well, bubbling through it are the awakenings, the love bursts, the creative bursts, the youth on our planet.
And these are all happening at a fifth dimensional level. This is all part of that broader universal acceptance.
And this bubbling forth, think of it like you're looking at a sideways view of a pot that is boiling.
Okay.
Just play with that for a second. You have all the water, and if you look below the water line, you can see bubbles rising, and there's a sense of heat. But when you hit the waterline where the water's turning into vapor, there's this lifting energy. There's this dynamic.
And there's a lot of energy.
Thinning.
Yeah.
So if you're anchored in the higher frequencies, you see the dynamic beauty that is upon us and the opportunity that is upon us, because there's a synergistic catalytic effect that's happening. This is the awakening. It's happening in slow motion, so to speak, meaning in Earth time, it's being spread out over a period of years, this opportunity to awaken in a way that's kind and gentle to your nervous system.
Because remember, we're in this ascension escalator, guys. It started 2015. I mean, we're not talking about all the other things, right? There was the 1987 harmonic conversion. There was the 2000. There was a 20. We're not talking about any of that. We're saying that the ascension escalator itself is here. It's an open stairway. We're on it. It's working. And we're already halfway through 2016. And this energy is like the bubbling pot, guys. It's really there. The key is, if you're on the escalator and you found your step, just hold on, because you absolutely will make it to the top, right? Once you're on the escalator, you're on.
Yeah.
So just hang on and have fun. Let it be the beautiful glide it's meant to be. And along the way, don't forget to take in the view, because that's what's shifting.
And if in your enthusiasm you choose to kind of jog forward a few steps, that's open to you.
Absolutely.
But if you turn around and try to go back down, ouch.
And that can be really challenging, because you would have to wade through a lot at this point. Remember, we're a year and a half into this. And as Sri mentioned a moment ago, we each, every being on this planet, is being given exactly what they need. And this is why we are so committed to putting out these monthly revelations every month on YouTube. This is why we have so much information. Remember, go to our new website, newly revised website, go to SriAndKiraRadio.com. Right there on the homepage, in the sidebar down, you'll see a couple of articles. Read them. These have been put there to help you, and then share them. You know, put them on Facebook, Google. You'll see all the share icons right there.
We hope that what we share with you will ignite you in a good way. In whatever way it ignites you, please let us know. Send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. Send the show link to your friends at Facebook or wherever. Because together we magnify the community of light and love. And if you find yourself feeling like, I'm not so sure that I'm happy right now, go listen to some archive shows.
Absolutely.
And you'll find messages that are just right for you.
And like we haven't told you enough, make sure you click and get our free newsletter, because we always send out updates about the energies on the planet. Guys, we're at a key peak time. Enough is enough. We are going to transform it all. We are honored that every week we have the opportunity to really be with you. It's a highlight of our week, and we hope it's a highlight for you.
And beloved listeners, until we have the joy of being with you again next Sunday, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.